March 18, The Daily Stoic, Impossible Without Your Consent. Today I escape from the crush of circumstances, or better put, I threw them out. For the crush wasn't from outside me, but in my own assumptions. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 9.13. On tough days we might say, my work is overwhelming, or my boss is really frustrating. If only we could understand that this is impossible. Someone can't frustrate you. Work can't overwhelm you. These are external objects, and they have no access to your mind. Those emotions you feel, as real as they are, come from the inside, not the outside. The Stoics used the word hippolipsis, which means taking up of perceptions, thoughts, and judgments by our mind. What we assume, what we willingly generate in our mind, that is on us. We can't blame other people for making us feel stressed or frustrated any more than we can blame them for our jealousy. The cause is within us. They're just the target. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Understanding Evil. Remember that, as I said, the right direction leads not only to peace, but to knowledge. When a man is getting better, he understands more and more clearly the evil that is still left in him. When a man is getting worse, he understands his own badness less and less. A moderately bad man knows he's not very good. A thoroughly bad man thinks he's all right. This is common sense, really. You understand sleep when you're awake, not while you're sleeping. You can see mistakes in arithmetic when your mind is working properly. While you're making them, you cannot see them. You can understand the nature of drunkenness when you are sober, not when you are drunk. Good people know about both good and evil. Bad people do not know about either. From Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. Trust Him one day at a time. This keeps you close to Him, responsive to His will. Trust is not a natural response, especially for those who have been deeply wounded. His Spirit within you is your resident tutor, keeping you in this supernatural endeavor. Yield to His gentle touch. Be sensitive to His prompting. Exert your will to trust Him. In all circumstances, don't let your need to understand distract you from His presence. He will equip you to get through this day victoriously as you live in deep dependence on Him. Tomorrow is busy worrying about itself. Don't get tangled up in its worry webs. Trust Him one day at a time. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you, Psalm 84:12. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34.